Sports Central. Basketball.
Always great to catch up with Roy Ward from the Ages across hoops of the ladies and the male variety. Roy, good afternoon. Welcome.
BP, always good to talk to you, my friend.
That game the other night with Melbourne United, I reckon it's probably the best game in the NBL that I've watched for a long, long time. Defeating their arch rivals in the Wildcats. They go in against the Kings today undefeated. It's been just a dream start.
It has. It just keeps getting better as well for Melbourne. I mean, it's been a lot of years since they've won six on the trot to start with. And mind you, they have had, you know, five out of their first six games at home, which we can't ignore. It's a massive advantage, but they've made the most of it. There's plenty of other years where you could have given them that exact same schedule and they would have dropped most of those matches. So, great result. Look, Thursday night was a stunning finish. Anyone who saw that would have been engrossed, just as they would have been last night by the Adelaide Cairns finish. But, yeah, great work by Stephen Holt. Great work by Majuk, the big Perth-raised centre who is killing it for Melbourne this season. He's great to watch. I've got to say, a lot of people are very impressed by him.
Yeah, looking forward to Melbourne and Sydney later on today. If you want to get down to Hisense Arena, tip off at 3 o'clock. We'll have plenty of updates here on Sunday Sports Central. We mentioned last night, Cairns, the buzzer-beating three by their new import in Markel Starks. That was just one of the fine moments. He had 27 for the match, but they're the sort of moments that define you as a sports person.
And a young sports person too. Markel was only a year or two out of college. He went to Georgetown, which is a much celebrated US college in basketball. And he's had a very scratchy start. I mean, if you made a list heading into this weekend of imports most likely to lose their job, he'd probably be 1-2 or 1-2. Mm. And he's come out with the weight of the world on his rather small shoulders and had the game of his career so far. Huge shot at the end. I implore anyone who hasn't seen it, get on the Twitter for the NBL. They've got a little Vine video of the match-winning shot. It was literally let it go in the buzzer rings territory and on the road as well. So wonderful result. Big for Cairns too. They dropped several games. They're really teetering. And their offense has just been abysmal, quite frankly, in the early rounds. So for them to get that win in Adelaide, a side who had a lot going for them and will be a contending side throughout the season, it was a big result. And it all came together really well for Markel Starks, because a lot of the talk was that last year's import, Scotty Wilbekin, would come back to Cairns and replace him. Mm-hmm. Wilbekin was trying out for the NBA and just missed out.
Yep.
Got cut the day before the season started. But he had announced that morning he'd signed in Turkey. So everything came up Markel, I got to say, that day.
Yeah, and nothing better than silencing the crowd too. I mean, it was a good crowd at Adelaide last night. They know their basketball pretty well, the 36ers fans. They're pretty passionate. And just to silence them away from home, I imagine that doesn't get any better than that. And on the team bus and long trip back to Cairns, but sweeter when you have a win like that. Perth last night, far too good for Illawarra, 91-62. So the Wildcats at home, we know they are just a different team over there with their Red Army behind them. The girls last night, great win for Melbourne on the road. I suppose I'm keen to ask you, Roy, about the Canberra Capitals. I know we haven't got Lauren Jackson. Did she play? Was she suited up yet?
No, she hasn't. She was literally on the verge of getting up.
Yep.
And then she ended up hurting her knee doing some strengthening drills. So she's going to be out by the sounds of it another 4 weeks, cool. 3 to 4 weeks. And although with Lauren's body, I wouldn't be surprised if it ended up five or six. She's had one little mishap after little mishap, and it just keeps delaying her. And it's so frustrating for her and for Canberra and for all of us who just want to see one of our great icons back on court.
Well, Abby Bishop injured in the early part of the season. They're 0-6, so you'd almost say that's just about impossible to climb back from there.
You would, except for the fact this is Canberra. This is Lauren Jackson territory, and you just don't know. With this season, with it being so close, I'm not going to rule anyone out until the mathematicians out there tell me otherwise. just because there's runs and there's talent. If you had at the start of the year, Canberra's team ranked right up there talent-wise with anyone, and they only just got their their American import this weekend. She played 21 minutes, had 9 points. Name's Renee Montgomery, and she helped Minnesota Lynx to the WNBA title this year. So she is a good player. They've got to get themselves together. Carey Graff's got to really rally her troops because they're not only losing, they're losing by big margins, and that's going to hurt not only their standing but their ability to draw crowds in Canberra. But on the other side, Melbourne Boomers, great result for them. They really needed this.
91-63, big third quarter, 22-2 run they went on. Last night, the Rangers, we'll have a couple of the girls, Alex Burton, also Annalise Pickerell, in the studio after 4 o'clock today. They couldn't quite get the job done against the reigning champions Townsville last night, 83-75, and really they were smashed on the boards, weren't they? Susie Bekovic and Kayla Francis dominating in that area.
Yeah, Kayla Francis, now Kayla George. After marriage, she was brilliant last night. 26 points, 11 rebounds. And Susie, not to be outdone, matched her. 26 points, 11 rebounds and 2 blocks just to have one up on her postmate there. But they had 22 points between them by quarter time. Kayla by herself had 22 by the half. The Rangers just got jumped early, and it was their own fault. Coach Larissa Anderson was very disappointed about that post-game. She sort of said it's on the girls to really pick themselves up at the start of matches, follow their scouting reports and not be done over so quickly, because they were every bit as good as Townsville, if not better, after 5 minutes into the second quarter.
Yep.
But before then, they were well off the pace, and this is what happens with a team who's coming to grips with themselves still, but it's a great that they showed the fight. They got within 4 with, I think, 10, 15, 20 seconds to go. So really good fight back, but you just can't give up that sort of start.
Southeast Queensland, led by Shane Heal, they're sitting on top the Stars. He clearly is having an effect. How are you assessing the early part of the season for the newest team in the competition?
Great for Hammer, scary for the rest of the league, because they're still missing Aaron Phillips and Rebecca Allen, two of our Opal squad members, top line WNBA caliber talents, and they're both out injured still. So Shane's group are really killing it. They're getting great results. They've got a young girl named Lauren Mansfield playing point guard while Aaron Phillips is out. Mansfield was out of the league last year but played in Tasmania for Launceston in the Siebel competition. And she's bounced off that. Shane signed her. She's been killing it. She's had 16 points in the win on the weekend and 5 assists. She's a little left-hander, quite fighty. She's a bit like Shane in some ways, but left-handed and not as much of a shooter, more of an instigator. But she's been playing great. Rachel Jarry, one of our great Opals and Victorian talents, had 27 points on Friday. She's been brilliant, really bounced back off the injuries she's had. And Denisha Stallworth, their import centre from the WNBA, she has been really tops, lots of points and rebounds and a real presence inside. So lots of talent. They've got a young bench too, so you never know what you're going to get from the Stars. But really big result for them to get that win over Sydney, because Sydney was a preliminary finalist last year.
Absolutely. And one to finish, I noticed that Hannah Zavix has given it away. Roy, of course, played at Bulleen here. I'm pretty sure she played for Bendigo. Am I right in saying that?
She may have done a year there early on.
Yes, very early. Went to Bulleen.
Made her name at Melbourne, at the then Bulleen Boomers, now Melbourne Boomers, playing in the title team. And she was came from up in Northern Victoria into the WNBL ranks, played overseas, played for the Opals. Unfortunately, she had one too many injuries and just said, that's it, time to move on. She's had a rib problem that's flared up. But if you want to make a poster child for Australian basketball talents in terms of humility and hard work and being an excellent teammate, you could not find a better person than Hannah Zavick, and she will be missed.
Absolutely. Roy, comprehensive as always. Love reading your stuff in The Age. Let's hope Melbourne United can stay undefeated. 3 o'clock against the Kings today. We will talk very soon, my friend.